Today's contestants must conquer their nerves as they face this formidable machine in hot pursuit of £10,000. What will unfold today? Let's get things started on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Nick. I'm an account manager from Kent.
I'm Lynn. I'm an English teacher from Telford.
I'm Fiona. I'm a flight support assistant from Surrey.
I'm Chris. I'm a first aid trainer from Southport.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, but if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will add £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of this round will leave the game with nothing. So do keep an eye on the double counters, because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. The Rottweiler is a breed of which domestic animal? Nick.
Dog.
Yes, it is, Nick. Good start. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3.
OK, light up drop zone 3 for Nick. His eyes on the prize.
Slow and steady.
Can he get the mystery counter out? Nice settle.
Nice drop.
It is, isn't it? Is it going to get them over, though?
Oh, battle.
Just split them. So nothing for your first drop, I'm afraid. Got two counters left. Next question. What type of nut, often used in chocolate spreads and praline? Fiona.
Hazelnut.
Is sometimes known as a filbert. It is a hazelnut. Now then, Fiona, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please.
Where are you going
to
go?
Drop zone 3.
Light up drop zone 3, please. OK, Fiona, when you're ready, let's slide your first one in, see if we can get something across that tipping point. Oh, the other side. What do you think, Fiona?
It's still not
there. Mind you, if it drops, you might get that quest mystery one.
It is down. Mystery counter is still on the edge there, isn't it? Ooh, there you go, you've taken nicks. That's how close they were. This could be good. Very nice. Lovely start for you there, Fiona.
Well done.
Fiona, seven counters to get you started. £350. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. It's a good amount of money with your first drop, £350. You've got two counters left to play. OK, next question. Based on the 2002 film of the same name, which 2015 West End musical is about an all-female football team? Nick.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Yes, that's right, Nick. Now, you're going to play again or pass?
I'm play. Please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3, please.
Light up drop zone 3, please. Just not on the left. Top shelf is a bit patchy. Get over.
Good one.
Good one.
Is that far enough, Nick?
Yeah, that'll be good.
There's a few. Is it going to get it? Yes! Well done, Nick. Two across the tipping point, £100 right there. Let's take the money from the machine and put it into your bank. So £100, you're off the mic, one counter left. You've also got your hands on that mystery counter, which means you've won yourself a prize. And it is a wine tasting break courtesy of Denby's Wine Estates.
Fantastic.
Lovely
Brilliant.
Stuff.
Thank
well
you.
Done, Nick. Next question. Someone who can be trusted to do an important job well without making mistakes is seen as a safe pair of what? Chris.
Hands.
Yes, safe pair of hands. Now then, Chris, ready to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go in one, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone 1 for Chris. Rapid drop.
Perfect.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I hope that's
down.
Going to take some.
And a couple there. And two across the tipping point, Chris, with your
Thank
first
you.
Drop. £100 for those two silver counters. Let's take them from the machine and put them into your bank. So that draws you level with Nick on £100. You've got two counters left. Next question. On which celestial body in the solar system is lunar soil found? Lynn.
The moon.
Yes, it is the moon. Well done, Lynn. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3.
Line up drop zone 3 for Lynn, please. Lynn, get out. Oh, Lynn. Oh, it's not been too bad.
Yay!
Oh, Lynn, what do we know?
My celestial body told me.
Well done, 5 counters, £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, Lynn. Well done. Off the mark, into second place. Got 2 counters as well. OK, next question. In 1981, Bond girl Barbara Bach married which member, Lynn?
Ringo Starr.
Of the Beatles, it was our Ringo. That's right. Now, then, Lynn, you can play again or you could pass.
Play a bit better next time, hopefully. Drop zone 3 again, please.
OK, we're going drop zone 3 again. Very lucky last time, Lynn. Let's see if we can make it lucky again.
That's better.
Yes.
Down.
More orthodox.
Yeah. A rider.
Sadly, there's nothing lucky about that.
No.
Just a rider, Lynn.
You've got your own way of doing it, then.
She has. She's still in the game. £250, Lynn. You've got 1 counter left to play. Next question. In relation to property, the expression des res stands for, Lynn.
Desirable residence.
Yes, stands for desirable what? It is residence. So, Lynn, 1 counter left. Are you going to play or are you going to pass?
I'll play drop zone 2, please.
All right, load up drop zone 2 for Lynn.
There's a double there somewhere.
There is a double right on the edge.
Yeah.
Double on the top as well. Steady drop, got down.
I wanted flat. Yes.
It is.
Yeah. Not near the double, though.
It's not. It might split these as well, Lynn.
Ah.
Push them half as strong and half as far. Nothing from your third counter. It took you a while to get started, but we couldn't stop you when you did. Yeah. You've managed to get yourself £250, but you have used all 3 counters, so for the time being, Lynn, you're out of the round.
Right.
Next question. How were the suspects described in the title of a 1995 Oscar-winning film? Fiona.
The Usual Suspects.
Yes, directed by Bryan Singer. Usual Suspects, of course. Would you like to play or pass, Fiona?
I think I'm going to play.
OK.
Yeah, drop zone 2, please.
Light up drop zone 2. Down.
Okay.
Nicely settled.
Bit of power to that one.
Next there.
There we go. Double coming.
Is the double coming?
For you.
Yes, it is. Well done, Fiona.
Yeah.
You got your hands on the double. 3 counters across the tipping point, which is £150. Because you got the double, we can add in another £150. So that means that one drop brings you £300. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You now have £650. You've still got 1 counter left.
Okay.
Okay, next question. London's Trafalgar Square is historically associated with an abundance of which grey birds? Nick.
Pigeon.
Yes, the pesky pigeon. Are you going to play or are you going to pass?
I will play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Risky, but drop zone 2, please.
All right, load up drop zone 2. It's your last counter now, Nick.
Yeah.
We need some money here, if possible.
Flat.
Chris likes it. What do you think, Nick?
Oh, fingers crossed.
There's a few there.
That's good. Something.
Yes.
Just the one, I'm afraid, Nick. Yeah. You have set the tipping point up, but that's £50. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So that puts you on £150. You have used all 3 counters, though, for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. According to the title of the Netflix drama series, which colour is the new black? Fiona.
Orange.
It is. Now, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'm going to pass.
OK. Chris. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 2.
Right, light up drop zone 2, please. Tipping point looks great, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
It's just that patchy top shelf.
Oh, no.
He stays on its edge as well. Is that going to ride?
Sit down.
Oh, nice. Rider.
Might be able to nudge that silver.
Yeah, might do something.
Go on. Nothing.
No.
Nothing for that one. Fiona was right to pass it. I'm afraid, Chris, you stay on £100. You've got one counter left. Yeah. Next question. The Pacific islands of Oahu and Maui are part of which, Chris?
Hawaii.
Which US state? It is Hawaii. Now, are you going to play or are you going to pass?
I'm going to return the favour.
Okay. Fiona, Chris is forcing you in. Where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to go drop zone 2.
Load up drop zone 2. Just a patchy top shelf.
Line them all up for me if you want.
Oh,
I don't know if that's...
Almost exactly where Chris put it.
Hopefully. If it lies flat. It yeah, it's flat. OK.
It's going to be
could
OK.
That's good.
Push it.
Mm. Nick likes
I think
it.
Be a yeah. good one. Oh, OK.
Hopefully.
One's still not.
One.
Far over. Oh,
yes.
Well done,
oh,
Fiona.
That's good.
Another 5 counters. Well done, £250. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That takes you up to £900. You have now used all 3 counters, saving the time being you're out of the round. Chris, just you left in, because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. In Edward Lear's poem, The Owl and the Pussycat, what denomination of UK banknotes was the honey wrapped up in?
£5 note.
Yes, it was, Chris. Where are you going to go?
It has to be drop zone 2.
Light up drop zone 2 for Chris, please. You need at least one out to draw level with Nick, Chris.
Aye.
Otherwise, you're going home.
That would be a bonus, Ben, I think. Just there would be brilliant,
ooh,
I think.
That's good.
Is it right? Is it too far over? I'm not sure.
Oh! Oh, bad luck.
Just a fraction too far right. And there's no movement whatsoever. So your final counter into the machine draws a blank, which means at the end of the round, Fiona has £900, Lynn £250, Nick sneaks through with £150, and there was just £50 in it, Chris, but I'm afraid with £100 we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
No problem, Ben. It's been a great day.
So join me after the break to see which of today's 3 remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Nick, Lynn and Fiona have all survived to play in round 2. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. We've got one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Fiona, you are our leader from round 1, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first, or would you like to pass to Lynn or Nick?
Drop zone 2 looks ready to pay out. So I think I'm going to go first.
OK. 30 seconds for you, then. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know, just say pass.
OK.
30 seconds, Fiona, please. Your time starts now. TV series The Bill predominantly featured which of the emergency services?
The police.
Correct. The American wirehair and the Turkish angora are breeds of which domesticated animal?
Sheep.
Cat. What was the first name of the 20th century British painter Freud?
Lucian.
Correct. .nz is the top-level internet domain for which Antipodean country?
Pass.
New Zealand. Bluebell Madonna is the daughter of which former Spice Girl?
Jerry Halliwell.
Correct. Columbus is both the state capital and largest city of which US state?
Pass.
Ohio. The National Wallace Monument near Stirling commemorates which 13th century Scottish hero?
William Wallace.
It was. Sadly, we're out of time. You've got 3 right, Fiona. So 3 counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone 2.
Light up drop zone 2, please.
Oh,
yeah, nice and
okay,
flat.
Yeah, that's OK.
Can you get something over?
Yes, all good. OK, that's good.
It's not too far over, though.
Yes!
You've got them.
Got it, that's what I wanted.
Well done. 5 with your first drop there, Fiona. £250 to get you started. 2 more to go in. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to stick with drop zone 2.
Light it up again, please.
Oh, OK,
clean
nice.
Drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Couple of bounces.
Stay flat, yeah. Oh, just filling your gap.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
A little stack on the edge of that top shelf, though.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on it. Nothing from that, I'm afraid. So, you've got one more to put in, Fiona. What now?
I'm going to stick with drop zone 2.
Light it up, please. Shake
okay.
Your drop.
Ooh, flat.
Will that shift the double
it's
over?
Flat, and hopefully something will go over. Oh,
go on,
yes. Yeah. At least we've got a bit over. Going into drop zone 3 now.
Yeah.
Oh. OK.
Nope, staying there, I'm afraid. So, £250, what you managed to get. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That leaves you with £1,150. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Lynn, you're in second place, so it's your choice. You can go next, or you could ask Nick to go instead.
I also like the look of Drop Zone 2, so I think I'll go, please.
OK, 30 seconds for Lynn, please. The time starts now. In rhyming slang, the actress Thora Heard lends her name to which class of university degree?
Pass.
Third. In the TV series The Simpsons, what is the name of Marge and Homer's eldest daughter?
Pass.
Lisa. The daiquiri cocktail is named after a town on which Caribbean island?
St. Lucia.
Cuba. The manufacturer Ferrari is best known for producing what type of road vehicles?
Cars.
Correct. Which 1875 opera by Bizet is set in and around a cigarette factory?
Pass.
Carmen. In which century did Count Otto von Bismarck become the first Chancellor of Germany? Did you know?
19.
It was. Sadly, we're out of time, yeah. Lynn. Right, we've got one counter then. Where are you going to go?
It's got to be Drop Zone 2.
All right, line up Drop Zone 2. We could do with an Enzo drop here, Lynn.
Yeah.
Drive that Ferrari right down and out. Get you some money. Oh, that was a clean drop. Mm. Go on, then. Here we go. Doubles drops. Oh, Lynn. Five counters there, Lynn. £250. Very nice. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £500. Well done. OK, then, Nick, your turn now. You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Nick. Your time starts now. On what part of the body are Birkenstocks traditionally worn?
Pass.
Feet. God Only Knows and I Get Around were top 10 singles for which US band?
Pass.
The Beach Boys. The Potato Eaters is a 19th century painting by which post...
Pass.
Vincent van Gogh. What does letter D stand for in the British governmental department known as the MOD?
Defence.
Correct. Famous for its rings, the Great White Spot is a feature of which planet in our solar system?
Saturn.
Correct. Nickelback is both the name of a Canadian rock band and a position in which sport?
NFL.
Correct. We can accept NFL. American football is the sport. Nick, you passed very quickly on the Vincent van Gogh question. I'll just give you the whole thing. The Potato Eaters is a 19th century painting by which post-impressionist Dutch artist? It was van Gogh. You've got three counters now. Where are you going to go?
OK. Drop Zone 3, please.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. There's a lot of counters in there, Nick. You just got to find them, my friend.
Yeah.
But you've got to stay positive.
Come on.
OK, you've got
wrong
a
side.
Bit of a gap. Beep. Come on. There's one. Two more to go, Nick. Where now?
I'll stick to three.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. There you go, same place. Could get that black and silver counter over. Go on, then, go on, then. Oh, Nick! Nothing from that, I'm afraid. Last one. Where are you going to go?
Three again.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. You watch them tumble for you now, Nick.
Oh! How did that come down?
It's a trick shot.
Yeah.
You watch. It's going to settle nicely.
In a good place.
Yeah. Now, you've got a lot to get over that shelf. If
yeah.
it goes... You take that and that.
Hey.
Can you get them? Oh! Nick, we needed seven. You're just short. It's five counters, I'm afraid. £250. Let's take it and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, Fiona is leading with £1,150 from Lynn on £500. Nick, you came up just short, but with £400, I'm afraid we have found your tipping point. Of course, you have won your wine tasting break, so it's not all bad. Thanks for playing, Nick.
Thank you very much.
So it's Lynn and Fiona who will be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, for your chance to win an amazing cash prize, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. For £15,000, which fairy tale princess moved in with seven dwarfs? A, Rapunzel. B, Sleeping Beauty, or C, Snow White? Call 09041 613030. 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B, or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer, and telephone number to TPT 0511, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Lynn and Fiona. Well done to both of you for getting this far. Lynn, you've got a bit of work to do. You've got £500 to Fiona's £1,150. So it's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on our machine for the £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you'll put your counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is playing for £10,000. They'll be today's winner. Fiona, as our leader, it's your choice. Would you like to keep control and take the first question, or would you like to pass it to Lynn?
I think I'm going to keep control.
OK. Fiona, you get the first question. When a lorry is referred to as an HGV, what do the initials HGV stand for? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I think I know the answer, but I'm not sure, so I am actually going to pass it.
So you've got an inkling, but you don't want to take the risk.
I don't want to take the risk.
Right then, Lynn.
Yes, I think I might know this because my husband is a mechanic and he's also been one of these.
Really?
Yes.
So when we say HGV...
Heavy goods vehicle.
Yeah. Going heavy goods vehicle. Fiona, is that what you were thinking?
I was thinking that, yeah. I wish I'd said it now.
Let's find out. Is it heavy goods vehicle? Yes, it is. That's a great steal for you, Lynn. You put the counter into the machine. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to try drop zone one, please.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. Ooh, that's a good settle. The bounce drop. Now then, it's 13 counters between the two of you. This is a steal, so that's a bonus little cluster there, Lynn. Well done. Four counters with the steel. Great stuff. £200. Yeah. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're up to £700. You also keep control, Lynn. It's time for your first question. The Moira Buffini play, Handbagged, examines the relationship between Margaret Thatcher and which monarch? You can pass.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Could have passed. You've gone straight in.
Yes.
If she'd passed it to you, Fiona, what would you have said?
Possibly Queen Elizabeth II as well.
You might have gone with it as well. Is it Queen Elizabeth II? Yes, it is. Where are you going to go?
I'm going for drop zone three, please.
Let's light up drop zone three, please. Top shelf is a bit sketchy. Let's see if we can get some across it, though, Lynn. Good, accurate drop here.
Yeah.
Oh, it plummeted at the end. What do you think? It is flat.
Is it?
Yeah. Might be a bit heavy to get over the edge, though.
Yeah.
It was, I'm afraid. Yeah, it just fills the gap. So nothing more to add. You stay on £700. Control passes back to Fiona. Time for your second question. In China, which primary colour is considered to be the luckiest, with many brides opting to wear it on their wedding day?
I know this one. And I think the answer is red.
You're wearing a lovely red dress. Is it going to inspire a little bit of luck here? Is it red? Yes, it is. Well done, Fiona.
Thank you.
So, another counter to put into the machine. Have a good look at the machine. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm going to change it up a bit and go for drop zone four.
OK, we're going to break the seal and drop zone four, please. Light it up. No one's been in yet, so there's a lot of counters there. Rapid drop.
Let's push something over. Anything.
Oh, set it up nicely.
Oh, no.
It's being mean machine.
There you go! Maybe that luck is paying off in the end. You surfed that black counter right across the top of the others and it slid into the win zone. So £50 for you, Fiona.
Thank you.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So that takes you up to £1,200. Lynn, time for your second question. Which dance, Lynn, associated with the 1920s, is named after a city in South Carolina? You can pass this to Fiona if you're not sure.
I think I'm going to have a go.
You can have a go, OK?
Yes. Charleston.
Fiona, if I'd passed you, what would you have said?
Charleston.
You'd have gone with Charleston?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Is that city Charleston? Yes, it is. Great stuff, Lynn. Well done. So, another counter to put into the machine. Where are you going to go, Lynn?
Drop zone three.
Okay, light up drop zone three. So So you filled the shelf a bit last time. Need something over the edge now, Lynn. Get out, get out, get out. There you go.
Flat.
Is it going to get something over?
One. That's good. Oh, look, this could be good. Oh, no.
For you, it might be good, Fiona.
Yeah. Yes, it's good for me.
Not so good for Lynn, which means control passes back to Fiona for your third and final question. In 2014, Helen Wood won the 15th series of which reality TV show? Now, you can pass this to Lynn if you're not sure. Do you think she knows her reality TV, Alan?
I think she does. So, I'm going to go for a guess. Based on the series, I've got a feeling it might be Big Brother.
Lynn?
I actually didn't know that, but I also would have said Big Brother as a guess.
Yeah, you would have gone with Big Brother as well. So, Fiona, were you right to back yourself? Was it Big Brother? Yes, it was.
OK.
Fiona, you get to put another counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3.
OK, load up drop zone 3 for us, please. It's the 11th counter into 3. It's now our most popular today.
Oh, wasn't really the side I wanted, but...
It's an accelerated ghost drop.
Oh.
Get that double towards the
edge. Yeah, double. That could be good.
And there's two. £100 across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. It takes you up to £1,300. So, Lynn, here comes your final question. Which coarse woolen felt-like cloth is used as a covering on snooker and billiards tables? You can pass it to Fiona.
I think I'll take it.
You're going to have a guess?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say?
Beige.
So, Lynn, it's your last chance. If you're right, you've got one more counter to put in. If you're wrong, you're going home. Fiona's playing for £10,000. Is the answer beige? It is. Fabulous. Well done, Lynn. What are you thinking, looking at the machine?
I'm going to say 3.
OK, load up drop zone 3 for us, please. You'll be on Ibiza soon. OK, Lynn. Oh, a clean drop. It's a plummet drop.
It's in the right area.
What do you think, Lynn? Can breathe, Lynn. Lynn! 8 counters across the tipping point, which is £400.
No.
Let's take that 400 from the machine and put it into your bank. At the end of the round, Fiona, you are today's winner with £1,300. Very well done.
Thank you.
Lynn, you've been great fun, but I'm afraid with £1,100, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you very much, Ben.
So, Fiona, congratulations. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better. So you can get it out again. You're going to go home with £10,000. Can Fiona master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. First, for your chance to win an amazing cash prize, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. For £15,000, which fairy tale princess moved in with 7 dwarfs? A, Rapunzel, B, Sleeping Beauty, or C, Snow White? Call 09041 613030. 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT 0511, PO Box 7558, Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Fiona, very well done. You are today's winner.
Yeah.
It's interesting because there was a question about red being a very lucky colour in China, and that's actually why you wore your red dress, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Well, it's obviously fate that you've got this far.
It is.
Now, you've got £1,300, which is a nice amount of money. We'd love to send you home with £10,000. What would you do with it if you were to win?
I would use it to possibly start my own business.
Oh, OK. What sort of business?
I've got lots of ideas. I haven't actually... pinpointed one yet, but I've got 5 business plans.
And 5?
I don't want to share my ideas in case anyone steals them.
All right.
But anything, that I'm passionate about.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good luck, Fiona.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay, it's time to find out whether Fiona's going to win today's £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, Fiona, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to win £10,000 is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you 6 question categories. For each category, you can choose to play 1, 2, or 3 counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder your question's going to be, but the more counters you win, exactly. So it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we do still have that one double counter right there between drop zones 2 and 3. Doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it will still apply to everything else in the machine. So it's worth keeping your eye on. Because if you don't manage to claim the jackpot, if you get that into the win zone, you could still leave with a decent amount of money. All right, so the first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to go for drop zone 4.
OK.
Yeah.
Let's start up drop zone 4, please. So be ready for this one. Okay. It's the most important.
Gosh, it's heavy.
It falls, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Quite an aggressive drop.
OK, it's good. It's in a space I wanted it to be in,
Let's
so that's
shift
good.
A load of these as well. It's quite a tidy start, isn't
it? That is nice.
8 counters just by dropping in the jackpot. £400 goes in, we're up to £1,700. Got jackpot counter towards the right-hand side, not far from the edge, and drop zone 4. OK, let's take a look at your 6 end game categories. They are art, politics, food and drink, geography, literature and music. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first category and for how many counters?
Yeah, I'm just going to start from the top and way down. I'm going to start with art.
OK, how many?
And I'm going to go for 3 counters.
OK, art for 3 counters, please. In which field of the arts was Cecil Beaton a famous name? Sculpture, photography or ceramics?
I'm going to have to make a guess on this one. Cecil Beaton. I'm going to go for sculpture.
Sculpture?
Yeah, I'm going to go for sculpture.
Should we light it up?
Yeah.
OK, we're going with sculpture, please. It's a guess. Any reason why sculpture over the other two?
No reason whatsoever on
just
that one.
Just top of the 3.
Yeah, just going for it. Sculpture, okay. Yeah.
Let's find out. Is the answer sculpture?
No.
He's really famous for his portraits of the royal family.
Oh, right, OK.
Cecil Beaton
yes.
is a photographer.
Yeah.
OK, let's not worry about that one.
OK.
Let's go back to the category. Still a long way to go.
Politics.
OK.
Let's do it.
For how many?
4, 3.
OK, let's politics for 3 counters, please. In the UK, the Cooperative Party works in partnership with the SDLP and which other political party? Labour, Conservative or UKIP?
My first initial guess before the answers came up was Labour. So I'm going to stick with Labour. I'm going to go with my gut feeling on that one.
Yeah, shall we light it?
Yes, please, yeah.
We're going with Labour, please. Light it up. Is the answer Labour? Yes!
Oh, my goodness! I'm going to prove it wrong.
Well done.
Whew, first 3.
We've got 3 counters. Let's put them in the machine. Drop zone 4.
Yep.
Light it up, please.
Drop zone 4.
That's not...
Oh. Oh! Other side. Wrong side.
All right, we've got to set the shelf up. That's fine.
That's OK. Okay. Yeah.
2 to go?
Yes.
Drop zone 4?
Yes, drop zone 4 again, please.
Fire up.
It's going to go straight for it.
Oh!
Oh no, wrong side. Again.
Ah!
OK.
Wait.
This is OK because it just fill it up a little bit.
I like your start. Staying positive.
Yeah.
It's worked till now. Drop zone 4 again?
Yes, please.
Fire up. There.
Yes,
there, stop.
That's exactly where I wanted it. Whew. Sorry, it's my mic.
There you go.
OK.
Shift some of these.
Oh!
Ooh, coming forward, Fiona.
Yeah.
Bottom shelf is absolutely packed
yes.
with money. Got jackpot counter towards the right-hand side and drop zone 4. Back to the categories. Food and drink is next on the list.
Let's go for it, food and drink.
For how many?
I like food and I like drink. I'm going to go for 3.
Right then, food and drink for 3, please. Yeah. The wine-making region of Barossa Valley is in which country? USA, Australia or France?
Barossa Valley is in Australia.
You sound quite purposeful about that.
I'm a part-time waitress in a really lovely restaurant and I'm going to be confident about my answer and say Australia.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please. Yeah.
We're going with Australia. Is the answer Australia? Bonza, 3 counters. Drop zone 4?
Absolutely. Drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Come on now, Fiona.
Yes.
There.
That's where I wanted it. Good. It's in the right place.
Now, we might want it to get these shifted. There we go. Yeah, okay. That's all right. We'll take that.
Yeah, that's use a line. That. I'm going to clear it. Yes.
Go on, then. Go on. Six across the tipping point. £300 goes in. The money's up to £2,000. Jackpot counter right on the edge of the top shelf. Two to go.
Yes.
Drop zone four.
Drop zone four.
Fire up, please. Nicely lined up as well.
Ooh.
One more flick across that stud and we might be in all right.
Yeah.
So I might get on it, though.
It's pushed it a little bit. Yeah.
Take that. A little nudge just to get us to the edge. And one more to go.
Yeah.
Drop zone four.
Yes, drop zone four, please.
OK. Come on, right down that side. Just good. Fly. There.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
Go on.
It's over. Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's
shift
what I wanted.
All of this.
Make some room.
Great stuff. Don't know, that's another two across the tipping point. Another £100. You now have £2,100. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Back to the categories.
Geography for three counters.
Stuff. Geography for three, please. The Moorish palace and fortress known as the Alhambra is found in which Spanish city? Madrid, Granada or Barcelona?
I don't know the answer to this. I think the Moorish Palace. It's got to be, for me, I think I'm going to go for Madrid.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're taking Madrid, please. Is the Moorish Palace found in Madrid?
No.
Granada.
It's Granada. Oh, I've been to... Oh, I should have just gone with...
Ugh. OK, not to worry. Stay positive.
Yeah.
Back to the categories.
OK.
Where are you going to go?
Literature for three.
We have a literature question for three counters, please. The character, Little Nell, features in which Charles Dickens novel? The Old Curiosity Shop, Oliver Twist or A Christmas Carol?
I know this.
Great.
Yes, I do. It took me a few moments to get there. But it's... Well, I'm just going by elimination. It's not Oliver Twist and it's not Christmas Carol. So it's got to be the Old Curiosity Shop.
Shall we light it up?
Yes, please, yeah.
We're going with the Old Curiosity Shop for three counters. Is that the right answer? Yes!
All right. Thanks, Little Bell. Yep, drop zone four.
Light up, drop zone four, please.
Okay, oh, I can see a gap, so.
Yeah, let's just get it in.
Yeah.
Get it on the right hand side. Those black counters.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. That silver's gonna line it all up.
Okay.
Now maybe we can shift some of this
push
weight
it over
as well.
OK, it's just added.
See that stack of money that's there?
Yeah.
OK, one down, two to go.
Yes.
Drop zone four.
Drop zone four.
Light it up, please.
Oh, it's going that way. Go that way.
Get a few over here, maybe.
Yeah, as long as I get something over.
Come on now.
Then...
Come on now, yes.
Ooh, big drop, yeah.
Six counters. Let's give you £300. £2,400. Getting a better look at the jackpot counter. One more to put in.
Yep.
Drop zone four.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. Right, road one on the right now. Fiona.
Yep. Go to the right.
There.
Yes! It listened.
Now, that silver one realigns the black one as it goes.
As it pushes it over.
Come straight for the jackpot, no messing around.
Push it over.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay. It's got me a bit worried now, but it's okay.
£2,400. We're an inch or so away from winning the jackpot. One more question. Let's go back to the categories.
Yeah.
Music. Last one.
Yes.
How many?
Three counters. It's got to be done.
Music for three counters, please. Andrés Segovia and John Williams are virtuoso performers on which musical instrument? Trumpet, organ, or guitar?
I'm thinking John Williams. I've heard that before. I'm not familiar with any trumpet players or organ players that I know of, and it's got to be guitar, because I would have naturally heard something about a guitar player, I think. So I'm going to go for guitar. I've got to go for guitar.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please, Ben.
We're going with guitar, please. This goes green. We've got three chances to win you £10,000.
Okay.
Do they play the guitar? Yes!
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, they play the guitar. I can't remember it.
Right then, right. Fiona, three counters. It's all that matters now.
Yes.
And let's see if we can get that jackpot counter out.
Okay.
Come on, where are you going to go?
Drop zone four.
Fire up. Come on.
Could see be that? Okay.
Silver's good. Come on. Gonna shift it now.
It could go under. Oh! There was a little nudge there, but no.
Three across the tipping point. That's £150 goes in, we're up to £2,550. Two to go.
Yeah. Drop zone four.
Fire up. There. Stay
on!
Oh,
Triding. Oh, no. That's not what I wanted.
Oh, Fiona, that was so nearly perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, right, OK, so we've got one more counter.
One more. Drops home four.
Load up, drops home four.
This is neat. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very...
Okay,
that's
right.
Good.
It's on the right side. Now, we could do with it going over.
I want the black one over.
Coming this way a touch. Is this the £10,000 draw?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Ben. Oh, no! You're going to ask me the question.
So, Fiona, we're out of categories, which means we're out of questions.
Mm-hmm.
The jackpot counter is on the edge of the tipping point. It's a fraction of it over.
Yeah.
But it's not over.
No.
I'm going to offer you one last chance to leave today with £10,000. As things stand, you've got £2,550. You can walk away with that money right now, or you can take a trade. Three final counters for all of that money in the hope of winning £10,000. If you take the trade,
mm-hmm.
nothing else in the machine has any value whatsoever. So you'll leave with £10,000, or you'll leave with nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good look.
Okay.
Will three counters be enough?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to make a decision.
What would £10,000 mean to you?
It'd be amazing.
You could change your life, start your business.
Yeah. But do I want to risk it? Do I want to risk it? I'm going to trade it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one last time. Fiona, would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
I'd like to take the trade, Ben.
She's going to take the trade. Right then. I've taken all that money off you.
Yeah.
You can have three more counters.
Yeah.
To put into the machine.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We all want you to do this now. Drop zone four.
Drop zone four.
Light it up, please. Okay.
That's flat. It's good. For a moment, I thought it was riding.
I'll get the silver one over.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Now, crab this way. Come on now. It's going to slide behind it. Come on now, Fiona.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're close. I'm going to freak out in a moment. Right, okay. Drop so far. Let's go.
Ride
for it.
Ride it up,
yeah.
Please.
The edge.
Come on now. Are we one drop away from changing your life, Fiona?
Yeah.
That'd
okay,
that's nice.
That's brilliant.
Go on.
Appreciate it.
Come on now.
And then...
For £10,000.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Right. We've got one more. We've got one more.
How has that not gone? Okay.
Let's go for it. Drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four, please.
It's going to go.
One more on the right, a really nice shove.
Right, so... Yes.
OK, OK, so it's three in the same place. Doesn't need to go far. Come on, machine.
Oh, no! Oh, you're joking. Oh, no!
You were so, so brave. It was such a positive set. Sadly, sometimes you can't guess what the machine's going to do.
Yeah.
And today, it was a cruel twist of fate that means the £10,000 are staying here.
Yeah.
And you're going home with nothing.
I know. Never mind.
I'm so
sorry. Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for coming and taking part, Fiona.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Goodness me, how cruel was that? Fiona had £2,550. She took the trade and she's lost everything because that jackpot counter isn't going anywhere. Join us next time in the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. I need to lie down. Goodbye.